Well, joining us on the line is head coach Zoran Markovski. Good evening, Zoc. Thanks very much for joining us, mate.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
No worries. Zoc, what did you make of the game? The draw was enough to take us to the top of the league, but we had a chance for more. Were you satisfied, not necessarily with the performance, but with the end result at least?
You're always satisfied as a coach when you get any result, even that late in the game. I think with a couple of minutes to go to equalise and score two goals, you know, I mean, you've got to give credit to the boys where they kept on pushing right to the end, to the 95th minute, and I want to say it was our best performance, but to pinch the result right at the death, I give full credit to the boys.
Heading into the 90th minute, we were trailing by two goals. Heading into stoppage time, did you think that we still had it in us to snatch two late goals and salvage a draw? Did you think that was possible?
Yeah, the coaching staff on the bench really believed that we're still pushing the boys and trying to drag them along for a result for 10 minutes to go. And then I think they got the belief at the end. I think by chasing the game and pinching a point, I wasn't happy with the overall performance, and I could see in the players' faces at training yesterday they weren't happy about the performance as well, but we'll take the result and quickly move on to the South game.
Well, Zocchi, I have to give you a bit of stick here. I mean, what's the point of all this pretty passing football when you can just hoof long balls over the defence and score twice? two very un-Avondale goals is what my point.
No, it is 100%, and obviously when you're a senior coach and you get judged on results, and that's not my philosophy or the way I think about it, but in the end I just thought, looked at the clock, I think it was about 87 minutes to go, and I just told Rory to start going direct and see if we can get him behind. It was in his pace and Valentini's flick-ons and Yusuf Harbin on the other side, and credit to Zinni, he got two good chances, scored one. Weir made a great save and Lundy was there to follow through for the equaliser, but that's not our football style, yeah. We couldn't break Hume down for 87 minutes by playing our football brand, but as a coach sometimes, you know what I mean, I didn't panic under pressure or anything. I just thought, you know what, if we're going to try to chase a result, we've got to go direct in the last couple of minutes, 5 minutes of the game, and credit to the boys, they still kept pushing to the 95th minute, and like I say, I always say it, we probably didn't deserve a point out of the game, but we'll take the point and move on quickly.
Well, you could see it as abandoning the philosophy, or you could see it as choosing to do something that Hume didn't expect. It certainly seemed to catch them out. They were trying to play high up the park and be very compact and stop you from playing, but you know that always opens up that option. I mean, we've occasionally seen coaches even, you know, of Pep Guardiola's ilk go for that, you know, when faced with a ridiculous, ridiculously tight block in the middle of the pitch.
Yeah, well, I think, Josh, even there, I think we were all week on Hume thinking we're going to play field. We're trying to force them to wide areas where we can combat that and try to break their ball movement through the middle of the park. But even Hume changed their game style against us and just went pretty direct and playing diags and behind our fullbacks. And that's how they got their first goal and pretty much their second goal as well, coming out from wide from a throw-in. And I think the third goal, I think Phil Reckerbein unfortunately scored an own goal, where we just sold ourselves past the halfway line, but Hume changed their style against us as well. Yeah, so we tried to play our football style at the start, but being a goal down after 3 minutes and then with Valentini equalising after six, I thought, you know what I mean, we're up and about here, but then we just stopped playing our style of football and put ourselves under a bit of pressure. Mm.
Zoc, you said before that you thought it was a little bit of an underwhelming performance. What do you want to see us improve heading into the South Melbourne game?
I just think going from the St Albans game where you can see ladder positions in the NPL at the minute mean nothing, yeah. Okay, everyone wants to be in our position at the minute. We're on top of the league with three other teams at the same points. Melbourne Knights are 1 point behind us and Bentley Greens are pretty much Bentley Greens are the informed team in the NPL at the minute, winning four in a row. I don't think any teams have won four in a row. And they win on Friday night, they go on top of the ladder. But what I want to say from the Avondale team is our brand of football, consistency, pushing teams backwards, moving the ball fluently, yeah, which we did against St Albans. And then, obviously, I think the goal rattled us a bit early against Hume. Yeah, we scored from a set piece. But I just want our boys to quickly move the ball and with quick ball speed and the rotations in midfield and put teams on the back foot. We haven't done that consistently. We've done it in patches during the year, but we just need to bring consistency into our game. But we're in a good position.
Zoc, coming into this South Melbourne game, obviously a really big one for both sides. Is this a good time to play South, given their unbeaten streak has finally been ended, and you know they've got a few injuries here and there coming off a bit of accumulated fatigue after those two hectic games against the Knights?
Yeah, I think it's a massive game for the club, for the boys, even for the South Melbourne players. I think it's a massive game. Everyone on top of the table clash when it comes to, it doesn't matter what round it is, if it's round four, round five. This has come at round 12 now, and it's exciting. Yeah, you can see all the top teams are playing each other this week. It's going to be a really good test for South. It's going to be a good test for our boys as well, because South Melbourne at the minute, they've got the best defensive record and they're a tight unit. Do I think they're playing the most attractive football? No, I don't. Is Avondale at the minute? No, we're not. So it's going to be a good contest. And I know, I'm pretty confident now, boys. If we can bring our A game against South Melbourne, I'm positive we can get a great result on the weekend.
Taking a look at the ladder, Zoc, you mentioned how tight it is up the top. We sit on top on 22 points. South Melbourne and Heidelberg, they're both on 22 points as well, just behind a goal difference. The Knights on 21 points, as you said, and then Bentley in fifth on 20 points. Do you feel like we deserve to be on top of the table? And how does the mentality change at all, considering how tight it is up the top?
The old cliche is, Branson, you look at it, yeah, and I say it all the time, the ladder never lies, yeah? So in the end, we're on top of the ladder for a reason. Because in the end, we've got better goal difference than the other teams that have got the same points as us. So we fully deserve to be there.
Looking back, we've seen a couple of exciting games at Adventure Park. We saw the Oakley game to start the season in round one, and then the two late goals from Zinni and Lundy this week. Which one do you think was more exciting and more enjoyable as a coach from your perspective?
For me, the Oakley one was good because it showed good character from coming from behind after Joe Guest scored and we were trailing 1-0. I know against Danby Thunder, we were leading 1-0, they equalised, and it was a great comeback for the boys. They showed good character. The one on the weekend, I think, that was just a bit of luck, yeah. That was just a bit of luck, and fortunately it went our way. But to me, I think the Oakley won out of those games.
Well, Zoc, it's not just a big game for the club. It's a big event coming up this Saturday with the breast cancer fundraiser, the women's game being played earlier in the day as well. And you've got some distinguished guests in attendance with Johnny Aloisi, Simon Hill playing MC. What does it mean for the club to have this kind of event on and raising money for such a worthwhile cause?
Nah, it's just fantastic what Avondale's doing. I think they've been preparing for this Saturday's game for, I think, about three and a bit months off the field, yeah? So it's a credit to the guys on the board that really pushed this scenario and getting guys like John Aloisi, Simon Hill that's going to rock up there. I think that's just fantastic by Avondale, yeah? And especially for women's breast cancer, I think it's an amazing charity event that's happening at Avenger Park on Saturday.
Zoc, looking ahead down the road a little bit, we've got this mega game against South Melbourne, top of the table clash as part of the Breast Cancer Charity Day as well. But after that, it doesn't ease up. We're taking on Heidelberg United, the Oakley Cannons as well, two fellow top six opponents. There's an FFA Cup game in there as well. The date is still to be confirmed, but we'll be taking on MPL2 side North Geelong Warriors. How do you approach what is going to be an absolutely mega month of football for Avondale?
Well, if you asked me the same question, Branson, I reckon about 4 weeks ago, I would have said it's going to be a tough with all these encounters and the cup game, yeah, but now when I've got probably 20 fit players, if only Germano and Jimmy Ricker being to come back, I'm really looking forward to it. And I don't care if we have to play three games a week, because in the end I've got a squad that's fully capable of pushing through these games with no hesitation. I think speaking to other coaches, I'm pretty close to Nick Tolios, and you can see what Bentley's done with all the injuries they had at the start of the year, and bringing a couple of boys back through their injuries now. They've got on a winning run with four W's in a row. I think our position at Avondale. I don't know if many people know about it, but we've had numerous injuries, 9, 7 every week. 2 weeks ago against Dandy Thunder, we had 7, 8 players out, yeah? Now, we've in 2 weeks, we've cut down to 2 that will be available from a full squad in 2 weeks' time. So that's a full credit to the medical staff and the fitness staff for getting the boys right. So we're up for the challenge. The games are going to come thick and fast, and we can only really concentrate on South Melbourne, but we've got some big games coming ahead, and the boys are up for it. And I think players and coaching staff's really, really excited for the next coming couple of weeks. But we're only focused on South Melbourne this week, and we'll look forward to the other games when they come across.
Well, Zocchi, I bumped into you at the very first game of the season. It was Melbourne Knights, Port Melbourne. And you told me with the injuries that Avondale had, you know, you weren't really going to peak until mid-season. And there have even been sort of hiccups and setbacks for some players, you know, since we chatted that day. So you must be pretty pleased that the side has come through this difficult period with so many injuries, is sitting top of the table. And, you know, with a almost fully fit squad to potentially the best is yet to come in the second half of the year.
Yeah, I agree with you, Josh. We spoke, like me and you spoke there round one when watching that game when Port Melbourne should have got a penalty in the 90th minute. Is that right, Josh?
Yeah, that's right. We had the best view of that one. Chris Duggan.
Yeah, you've seen the injury list we've had. And, we're in a good position. So there's 3-4 other teams in a really good position. But, we've kept majority of the team. Only had a couple of boys, and to have a full squad with 2 games to go before the halfway mark, I'm really excited as a coach, looking forward to see what this team can do when it really hits the straps. And I think with the full squad now, about bodies coming back, the competition for places is going to just jump up to another level. And I seen last night at training with numbers back and the boys really pushing for a spot in the team to play against South Melbourne. That's only going to benefit the football club and the coaching staff for the next 15 games or whatever we've got left.
Zoc, one last question before we let you go. Coming in from the Facebook comments, coming in from Robert, he wants to know, how important is Stefan Valentini to the team this season?
Stefan Valentini is a very good footballer. Everyone knows that. But to me, Stefan Valentini is one footballer that I rate out of 20 good footballers that got at Avondale. Stephen's 1 out of 20. I treat me players equally. Yes, he's changed games. He's a good footballer, but when I've got a full list to pick from and 20 players, I'd back any one of my players because they're all at Avondale for a reason. That's because they've got ability and they're decent footballers. And everyone will get a chance. Like I said, there's players coming back, but talking about Stefan Valentini, he's a footballer that can go to the next level. I firmly believe that if he brings consistency into his game, Stefan Valentini playing the league above the NPL.
Well, are you agreeing with our commenter there on the Facebook Live video? Zocchi, thank you so much for making the time to have a chat to us today, and best of luck against South on the weekend. We'll see you there.
Pleasure, Josh. Branson, have a good night. Thank you.